Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. How can I assist your call?
Yes, I'm having difficulty ordering my, I'm trying to order. I was sitting here watching news. What time is now? It's your way, 8:30?
Tell me where I'm at?
Yeah.
It's 11:10:30.
Oh, that's 11:30 where I'm at. Anyway, I was watching news trying to order those things over my phone. And the card in, or I entered my card information, all that, and filled all that out to order three of them, and had some questions anyway, but it said invalid address. And I don't know, I got news there, but I've lived here since 1963. I'm 65 years old, and my bank hadn't moved, as far as I know, since it was put in back in all about 79 there, sent a statement to me every month, and this is my address, and why is it saying that to me when I try to order three of them?
Okay, so...
Can I order them? Can you order them for me? If I give you my debit card number, can you order me three of those if you answer a couple questions first?
No, sir. We don't order... We don't take card information over the phone because we're just a third-party customer support center.
There was another number came up that was number 313-362-8237. Is that you? It was
no.
Also it was also on that it was on that Cosmic Scope ad.
No.
It was a phone number on the ad. No? Maybe I'll give it a try. It said it was in California.
Yes, sir.
But I'd like to get through them. Do you know? Do they come with lens caps, or can you get lens caps for those? Or are they waterproof? Do you know? Can you use them if you get caught in the rain?
The Cosmic Scopes, they are made for outdoor. They're waterproof, dustproof, scratchproof, and shock resistant. So you can use, they are extremely weather resistant. And it does have a cap, I think.
Okay.
And it comes with it has a phone clip as well.
I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to order those three times, and I even checked with my savings, my debit card provider, and I said, is there some reason my address is invalid on ordering things? I've ordered other things over the internet or through my phone. I've had no trouble. But for some reason, your site's saying invalid address and close.
Is it like an apartment?
No, it's a Ridge Road. It's my mailing address through the U.S. Postal Service. But in Farrington, we live on a 15-mile long ridge, and each house has house numbers, and we're on Long Ridge Road. I'm at 42616. I've lived here since 1963. The house I live in was built in 1889. It's an 8-room farmhouse. Our barn's 80 by 120, almost right on the road. Can't even see around it.
Yeah. So what I would say, try putting in, like, put if this, like.
Should I abbreviate Long Ridge Road?
Was it a different street before then?
No, it's been this way since before they built this house in 1989.
It's been the same street.
And since they assigned county roads to everything, it's has been County Road 43 since, I think, 1930-something, when they first paved it. This place been here for, this place over nine. Been here forever. Ain't going anywhere ever.
You can try putting it in address two.
There's not really any options on it. It just has the blocks to fill in. Can you pull up the form that's to see that I have to fill out? I'm filling all of it out. I've got autofill on my phone. It autofills all my address. I've placed other orders. I've placed orders with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I've placed orders with eBay. I've got stuff through T-Chip. I've got ordered email through Lowe's for some reason and using the same card. It's good till 2024, February. I'm probably $7,000 available dollars in that particular account on my card, along with my regular checking and savings and other assets. For some reason, it's having a dickens of a time. I'll get a check, and if you have an address, I'll get a check and mail Western Union or something. I'd like to get those, not know why my card won't work. It's worked for everything else, but it won't work on your site. Something wrong. Works Walmart just fine. Gas stations, anywhere I go. Every site I've been on. Ordered stuff through a couple catalogs for it. Worked fine then, about a week ago. Want to work with you guys tonight unless they're putting up a new tower somewhere. It's great interference on the 5G. Any input on anything?
No, I'm trying to put the order page.
It's just a simple block order form on the phone. My phone prints out the same street address on everyone, 42616 Long Ridge Road, Clarendon, Ohio, 43915. That's been my mailing address since 1963 when we moved here. I was in third grade. 65 now, yeehaw. Live by myself on 120 acres in the country. Deer coming up in the side yard. On top of the hill where we got a breeze blowing summer and winter, whether you want it or not. Nice in the summer, not too nice in the winter. Make snow drifts. Calves right now are going to disappear in the snow drift. Come around out the bottom. Looks funny as all get out.
So when you put your address in, will you put your name?
So, yeah. Not once to know your street address. That's 42616 Long Ridge Road in the town of Clarendon, the state of Ohio, and zip 43915. I didn't add the 9724. Didn't want that. After the zip, it's 43915-9724, and I never did tell me what those last four numbers were for.
Don't put the last four numbers.
Pardon?
Just don't put the last four numbers. Just put the first five.
I didn't. That's what's on my autofill.
Okay.
I wondered, since that was out in California, are they running that last four number stuff out there?
Yeah.
Well, it's showing me it's invalid street address, and this house hadn't moved for over a century. And a quarter.
Yes, so if it's not taking the address, you'll have to use a different address or a P.O. box.
We don't have this or P.O. Well,
P.O. box.
A P.O. box is at the Yes, the postal station at Clarington. We are a rural route delivery. We live in the country. I'm 15 miles out over the ridges on our farm.
Mm-hmm.
I send school buses up here and pick the kids up to go to school. It takes them an hour each way to take them to school. That's how far out of town we are. Our mail's delivered to a little plastic box with a flag on the pull out at the end of our driveway. That's my delivery number. My house number has been assigned 42616. This road has been called Long Ridge Road. Longer than it's been called County Road 43. It's only called County Road 43 on the engineer's map.
So you probably have to put what it was called on the map, and then they probably would accept it then.
It's long. Well, I can't enter my. It's. I've used that same autofill for everything. For some reason, it's not working with you guys. Is there a number I can call that would take my debit card information and simplify this process and send me through the things and I can get it over with?
Yes, sir. But I'm not sure as to why it's not accepting the address, so you just have to probably use a different address.
I've tried it several times. That's the only address I can use because they won't bring the mail or any other thing else. Long time ago, it was box 211. Long time ago, it was mailbox 211. It was number 211 from the bottom of the hill. That's about 13 miles out the ridges. I'm in the Appalachian section of the hike. We got some hills around here. Our hills are older than the Grand Canyon is. Glaciers came through here and ground them all down into gravel. I'm on the Ohio River. Not long as it's 560 feet above sea level. I'm up 1,475 feet above sea level on the ridge. I like to use those things. You might be able to see what's going on across the hall. I'm having trouble getting my hands on them. I don't know why. Use them everywhere else, on every other site. Stores every other thing for some reason. Your own place is giving me a rough time. I don't understand. Never had any other trouble with this card anywhere. For any reason. And it's giving me difficulty with you guys. Don't know why. I'm rather baffled. These kind of things don't aggravate me. They puzzle me. Can't understand it. I guess I'm in a state of awe. I'm going around going, aww. Just joking.
Yes, sir.
I live by myself on 120 acres, and I got some turn on with Matt Herman or something. I'm not married, Mr. Herman. I'm looking at knee replacement there and telling me, I thought, boy, it's a nice time. It's turning into spring and summer and fall. And I thought something wrong until somebody's living out in the country on the farm by himself. It takes a while to get over that knee replacement.
Okay.
I would have found out I can hardly get off the tractor when I get up on it now. So maybe I need to take a break and get that done real quick. I'd also be entertaining if I had that knee surgery. If I had that thing, I'd at least hobble outside and start the birds down in the side yard. And my deer, I come up to me. I got deer that come up right up to me. I can throw them cups of corn on the corn cobs, corn right on the cob out to them. They'll about 10 feet when they look at me and bend down and eat it.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That would be all, I guess. I don't know. I'll try again later and see what happens. Call my institution, ask them what that possible problem could be, and if they've got any suggestions, but they'll tell me like last time, That's my address. That's not invalid, but that's what's showing up on your site for some reason when I hit the, after I fill out the whole form and enter my debit card information. It says invalid address when I hit the continue button.
You're welcome. Okay. You can try to get, like I said, you have to use a different address. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No. I'm being.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Yes.